Hey, this is Dawn.
And this is Lana.
And you're listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
And we improve with wine.
Oh my God, where are we at, Lana?
We are at Renfest.
We're at the Renaissance Festival. This will be our second episode out here, but we're here at the Off the Vine wine tasting, which
I'm so excited.
Yes, super exciting. This is Fearless Comedy Productions.
And we love them.
We do indeed. We're supposed to get lots of delicious wines, and they seem to be introducing people, and we're ignoring that because there hasn't been wine yet. Right, Lana?
Oh, I'm not paying attention until there's alcohol. Seriously.
Exactly.
What kind of Malbec is it?
Menage a trois Malbec.
Tell all your friends you had a menage a trois at the Renaissance Festival.
None of them will be surprised.
No. True story.
Yeah.
FYI, we're going to want some water if we could get some.
Some water? Yeah.
Yes, the four of us all want
water. Okay, I can definitely get some water after I serve it.
Excellent. Yeah,
you
got to give you a heads up right away.
Alrighty. So our first pour of the day is Menage a Trois Malbec. We've got some guests with us today.
Menage a Trois.
Menage a Cloch.
Quatre.
It smells pretty decent.
Pretty fruity.
Yeah. It's served cold, so that's exciting.
Well, and it's got a lot of adhesion to the glass, which is nice.
Yeah, it is.
Lots of legs.
It smells like wine.
It does. Shall we try it?
Yeah, I'm a Malbec fan. Here's to the Renaissance Festival.
Alrighty. It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's way too cold.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to warm it up in my hands.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, one of our guests says she, in case we didn't pick her up, so she gets it for table wine. But yeah, they're serving it chilled. I don't know why. But
because
that's okay.
It's the Renfest and it's usually really hot here.
It's not.
Okay,
how many pounds of sugar it takes?
About 13.5, 14 pounds.
Okay, 13.5, 14 pounds of sugar to make 5 gallons of wine.
Yep.
That's amazing.
No wonder we like it.
Yeah. But you know wine has no calories. Otherwise they'd put a nutrition box on the outside of it saying how many calories it was. So there's no calories in wine.
Yes.
Do you think I really care?
Just found a new drinking partner, Lana.
Mm-hmm.
Still drinking the Menage a Trois Malbec here, and Lana said,
take some cracker,
okay,
and then drink it. It's a really different flavor with that peppery cracker.
It is a peppery, like, fine bread cracker, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, that is much better. But that's a Malbec, though. Malbecs are meant to be, like, eaten with savory, drunk with savory food.
Yeah, it's not a standalone cocktail party wine.
I believe there are some that are delicious standalone Malbecs. But, you know, Malbec is one of my big fans.
Yeah.
And for putting in my belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm like, this one has more mouthfeel than many Malbecs that I've
had.
Yeah, which is one of the things that I often don't like about Malbec and Tempranillo is it just seems rather thin. But this one's nicer.
See, this Malbec to me is missing the classic buttery mix that Malbecs, like, it should have a buttery taste to it.
Seriously, I don't know that I've ever had a Malbec with a buttery taste. Oh, now we have a quest for you to show me one of those.
Yep, we need to do a Malbec episode.
Alrighty, we will.
Question again.
So in a given week, about how many butts do you think you'd go through?
Oh, that's an excellent question, Dawn.
It depends on butts of what? Butts of wine? Yeah.
Mm.
So who are you?
I am Carl von Heidelberg, Landsknecht mercenary from Germany.
From Germany?
Mm-hmm.
You are from Germany? Oh, that is fine.
Ausgezeichnet.
I'm deeply offended right now, Fräulein.
Why?
And I just hope you know that.
Good.
Because I am supposed to be doing the egregious accents here, and I'm not doing it. Because I respect you too much.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Do not spill on the patrons.
Lana has respect.
I'm not actually spilling per se.
Lana has respect for once in a
while. How are we liking the wine so far?
It's super yummy.
It's
certainly
gone.
Wine.
Except it's gone.
It's gone.
That is a tragedy of untold proportions.
Yeah. And so we're hoping that will be rectified eventually.
Indeed.
Woo!
Apparently, you have to yell to get the servers to come out and bring us more wine. Lana, do you want to rinse out your glass?
I suppose I do, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you want to keep this glass in there.
This teeny tiny adorable glass.
Tiny, sweet little glass. It makes us feel so dainty, Loma.
It's sort of like almost a cordial glass, practically.
It is, but it does say Swirl, Sip, and Stroll, which is not the tour we're on. We're at the Off the Vine event.
But it says Minnesota pretend. Renaissance Festival on it, so there you go.
Yeah.
And it has this beautiful S sort of like wine like spilling out, which is really quite pretty from a design standpoint.
It's super pretty from a design standpoint, except I don't want my wine to spill out, because that would be a tragedy.
That would be wasteful. And sad.
Wasteful. Yeah. Wow, we had to yell for wine, and except it's not here. Except I think the next one is a Pinot Noir.
And we all know that that's one of my favorites, unless it's a California Pinot Noir, which I believe Ménage à Trois is. So this, kids, this might be an interesting ride.
Oh, Wise Fools are here. They're also Fearless Comedy Productions. Yay! Yes, they're an improv troupe, and they're lovely, and they're going to be super funny. And I guess we'll keep recording just in case anyone can hear it, because everyone can hear me.
The Wise Fools!
Jumbo Shrimp!
Well, listen, ladies, we are an improv troupe. You guys have seen Who's Line, something like that. We try to be as funny, we just have more people. The first thing we're going to play today, our city has a little bit of a problem with literacy. So we're going to bring forward Beefcake and Fromage.
Ooh.
They're going to go back and forth.
So no, Beefcake and Fromage are going to play Alphabet. Which, the rules of that game is that every sentence they start with...
Someplace you would visit.
The Privy!
Well done. Well done, Dawn.
Yes. What letter do you want to start with? T.
Did you see her face?
Privy starting with T.
Tell me about your privies.
Usually it's a kind of a big plastic. You ever watch Doctor Who?
Barely, I do. That is a wonderful show.
This is Ménage à Trois Pinot Noir?
Yes.
Where is it made out of?
California.
I
believe it is.
Thank you. Okay, so California. Oh, sorry.
My hat's big.
Hat.
The hat's wonderful, though. It's not nearly as cold as the first wine, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, so Pinot Noir seems mostly... almost like the same color, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a really...
slightly lighter.
It's still very dark, but you know, it's hard to tell because of the shape of this glass.
Yeah, it is warmer.
Which is an excellent thing.
It smells great.
It's hard to tell if it has any legs because we just rinsed out the glass with water.
Yeah, we rinsed out the glasses with
water. Oh my god, it smells so wonderfully fruity and jammy, so let's...
This smells like what a Pinot Noir should smell like. Yeah, it looks like we do have some legs coming on here with our table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this so doesn't suck.
Oh, this isn't bad, but no. I mean, to me, this isn't a traditional Pinot Noir, though. It's a little bit more watered down, but you're the Pinot Noir expert here.
Well, you know what I'm liking? Because this is midsummer, and Pinot Noir can get really jammy and overly sweet when it gets warm.
Yeah.
This is not, and so I'm kind of, you know, in the middle of winter, I might not like this as well, but in the middle of summer, this is nice.
Yeah. Oh, crap, the Malbec, 1 out of 5. One means... Scale of 1 to 5.
I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free. Well, here at Renfest.
Number 2 is like, it's a salad dressing.
3 is, you know, wedding appropriate wine. They're giving it all out, and it's fine. Yeah. You won't remember it, but it's fine.
Yeah. 4 is I would not be upset drinking this entire bottle by myself.
That's a big. Yeah.
5 is I would tap that vintner's cask. Amen. Amen. Okay, so the Malbec. Where'd you say 1 to 5?
Oh, I don't know. 2, 7, 5.
I give it a 2 because it's not as good as a Malbec should be. What about this Pinot Noir?
Okay.
How do you feel about this one?
Well, you know, I had such low expectations because it's a California Pinot, and I'm really a Washington or Oregon Pinot fan.
I would give this one a 3. If someone served this at a wedding, I'd be fine.
You know what? I'd even go so far as a 3-2-5. It's a little light and watery for a Pinot, but it's not overly jammy here on a summer day, which is it's nice.
Yeah, super. I can't wait to try the next one.
Me too, either.
Oh my god, okay, so the Wise Fools just wrapped up, and oh my god, it's the dregs! Lana, it's the dregs!
I love the dregs!
I love the
Dregs, too.
It go, Dregs.
Look, it's Tim Wick.
For those of you that are here at the Renaissance Festival.
This is an original tune.
It's based on a true story.
And we wrote it ourselves. So.
If you did not redundant, I said it was original.
All right. Original, the Dregs. They're the Dregs.
To whites, which is weird.
Which is backwards.
Yeah, so Ménage à Trois Chardonnay, it's nice and cold. We're running out of battery time, so we're going to go super fast.
It tastes almost like nothing.
It
smells like nothing.
It smells like a bit of grapefruit.
You're right, it's grapefruity. I hate grapefruit.
Yeah, this is sad.
Okay, this is...
Okay, scale of 1 to 5.
1.5, because I'll drink it, but I and then we're at Renfest, but I won't throw it away, yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, this is right. One I would drink this if they were giving it away free at Renfest.
There we go.
Let's hope the last one's good.
All right. Okay, I've changed my mind. It's a 0.5. I'm not going to finish this tiny glass of wine at Renfest.
Yeah, too vinegary is one of our table mates, and Lana's actually offered to let me finish hers, which I guess I will, because it is alcoholic.
Never happens.
Yeah. Okay, another one of our table mates described this one as 5 ice cubes in my glass of wine and it melted. That's the best description for this.
That sounds like how my mother drinks wine.
I know, but she doesn't let it melt first.
Yeah, she does.
All right, this is the third wine, the last wine, Ménage à Trois Pinot Grigio. It still is a light yellow. It's not even golden. I can't even describe this.
No,
that.
It's straw-colored.
Straw-colored's great. It smells kind of like apple.
It's apple-y. It's crisp. I was really...
Oh, wow.
It's much better than... The Chardonnay was horrific.
Oh, yeah, the Chardonnay was absolutely dreadful. But this Pinot Grigio is actually relatively decent. On a scale of 1 to 5, Lana...
3.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
If someone served this to me at a
wedding,
forced to drink wine, you would be awesome.
It's great. All right. It's not bad.
All right, gang. So we just wrapped up our 4 tastings at Off the Vine at Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
And we did Renaissance.
Yes, we did start before we got here.
With Fearless Comedy.
Yeah, Fearless Comedy Productions. Always super awesome.
Oh,
always
and the Dregs. So much fun.
Dregs. How can you go wrong for $20 to get a private drag show?
Oh,
I mean, just to even
love
like...
them.
Yeah, they're super great. I think out of the 4 wines... one of them was absolute crap.
That was the Chardonnay, which every sip was worse than the last.
It really was. What was your favorite?
The Pinot Noir. In fact, we are having another glass of it.
Yes, so Pinot Noir is the way to go if you have to buy Ménage à Trois, unless you're listening to an episode from a couple months ago, Ménage à Trois Midnight.
And it's got a really sexy tasting, too.
It does, but thank you so much for listening to us. This is Dawn.
And this is Lana.
And you're listening to Screw It,
a podcast about wine.
Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
Boy, howdy do we ever. Our next show is super exciting. It's in September 26th. It's a Friday. We have the Oh My God published author, Kelly McCullough, is going
Me
to be
too.
One of our guests. It's going to be a live show at the Phoenix, so you can come and be like, Oh My God, it's Kelly McCullough with us while I try not to geek out too much while we drink wine together.
Oh My God, it's going to be so much fun.
I hope you join us there.